it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling fantastic. Maybe it was the rain that needed to wash away all the bad vibes here in the Bay when it came to Jonathan Kuminga the last few months. It's been tumultuous. It's been cantankerous. It's been toxic. Whatever word you want to use, I'm just happy it's done. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning. 92 days. Do you know what that signifies?
What?
Free agency began June 30th, 2025. Jonathan Kuminga and his agent waited 92 days to accept an offer that was probably on the table for weeks on end.
It felt longer, going to be honest, than 92 days. It felt longer.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I'm happy he's back. I hope everyone can reset. I'm talking about internally, the team, the franchise, the best players, the bench players, the coach, the staff, front office, ownership, Jonathan. Everyone can just reset and move on. I don't know. We'll see. I hope the fans can reset and move on. I don't know. There's a reason you hire an agent for a real estate transaction. Forget the NBA for a second. Most people, when they do a deal, it will be for a home. It'll be one of the biggest deals of their entire life. You are on the hook, you know, in the modern day for $1 million, $2 million. Some people pay $3 million through the life of their mortgage.
Oh, yeah.
Right? If you're lucky to be able to afford it and go through that. And I'm going to share just a simple little story. And does the end justify the means is the moral of this story. What are we really arguing about? When I went on the market, my wife and I were desperate to buy a house, and we couldn't afford anything. I mean, we couldn't afford anything. And we only had a very small amount of money, a budget, if you will. And we got denied over and over and over and over again. And thank God we finally ended up getting our house. But, you know, it was through a lot of like banging our head against the wall. And we had a great real estate agent who understood the market, who understood just how to do these transactions. And we leaned on Kevin Birmingham for understanding supply and demand, for understanding value, for understanding what are we arguing about? At the end of the day, right, you need someone in your life, whether it's your real estate agent, your consigliere, your uncle, your aunt, your wife, your cousin, your brother, your dad, whoever it might be, to be able to just give you, to just be able to give you common sense advice. And I get to this where I'm saying, all right, so my wife and I had this house. We could barely afford it. And we were haggling over a couple thousand dollars through the life of a 30-year loan. What's a couple thousand dollars per month? Pennies? Dollars? For who? For what? Let's look at the big picture here. Do you want to be in a house? Hell yeah, I do. All right? Do you want to move on? Hell yeah, I do. So you bite a little, you put a little more on the table if you can afford it, and the other people maybe take a little off, and you find a way to get the deal done. You know why? Because at the end of the day, I wanted to be in that house. And I look at the Jonathan Kuminga situation, and I say to myself, I think that his agent did a really poor job of navigating all of the other things around this contract. Relationships within the team, relationships with how he'd be perceived by the fans, relationships with his front office and ownership. 2 years, $45 million was one option that was out there. 3 years, $75 million was out there. Both would have had team options in those final years. The other deal that was out there was 3 years, $54 million with no option, or the qualifying offer. And I just ask you, how many weeks did they sit on this knowing no one was budging? No one was trading for you and then giving you a contract. Look around at the salaries. You can go on Spotrac. So I think they misread the market here. I think they got bad advice. I think they waited way too long. And I just want to be done with the contract talk with Jonathan Kuminga. But that being said, they haggled over something that was sitting there for weeks on end, and they waited 92 days to kind of tick off everybody. And I just don't know how everyone's going to feel this morning, because there finally is a resolution.
Well, that's what I want to ask Warriors fans. How are you feeling this morning as Jonathan Kuminga signs a two-year, $48.5 million contract? It's basically 1 year and a team option after that. And you know how it's worded is always funny to me. Sham Sharani had the tweet yesterday, and this is what it said. Quote, ending a summer-long stalemate, Jonathan Kuminga has agreed to a two-year, $48.5 million contract to return to the Golden State Warriors. Agent Aaron Turner told ESPN, the deal has a team option designed for the contract to be ripped up and renegotiated next summer. That the term ripped up is just funny to me because it just seems so aggressive, right? And that's probably verbatim what the agent Aaron Turner told Shams when he got that information. And this was followed up by Anthony Slater, Shams' colleague, obviously, at ESPN, and obviously formerly of The Athletic, covers the Warriors, very, very, very tapped in. Warriors remained firm in their unwillingness to give Jonathan Kuminga a player option. Kuminga went the 1-1 team option route over the 2-1 to gain control of future and potentially sign bigger extension quicker. He is eligible for a trade on January 15th. And that's why I phrased it this morning, Joe. For at least the rest of this year in 2025, I know JK is going to be a Warrior. And that's what I can worry about right now. And where are Warriors fans at after this 90-plus day journey from the start of free agency to now? Where are you with Jonathan Kuminga and the Golden State Warriors after this is finally resolved, at least well, for the short-term future?
I'm just thrilled that it's finally over and we can hopefully move on and wash away everything and pivot. And that's why I wanted to get it out of my system about the 92 days.
Yeah.
Because it was a waste of
time.
But
it didn't, like, it's funny you say the 92 days. Didn't it feel longer than that? It felt like 6 months. And maybe because we knew this was going to be on the horizon, it always felt longer than that.
Sure.
And it's just been on the back of Warriors fans' minds ever since he got injured, quite frankly. And that threw a monkey wrench in the entire situation. You bring in Jimmy Butler. The finances are all out of whack because you paid Jimmy instantly. You don't know what you're going to do in the offseason. You end up getting him. Al Horford was linked to him. You finally can bring in Al Horford now. You can finally bring in D'Anthony Melton. Now Seth Curry, another guy we haven't even mentioned yet, is going to sign with the Warriors and be available for training camp.
Oh, yeah. Camp. Now I feel really good about the team just in general. Yeah. But the reality is also, like, boy, what an exhausting way to get to a conclusion that we all knew was kind of probably on the table for weeks on end.
Yeah.
Like, that if I was sitting down today and I was part of Jonathan Kuminga's, like, contingent, I'd be like, God, you think we could have handled this a little easier? Now, maybe today's not the day for that. Maybe we should just be thrilled that he's here and ready to move on. I do feel bad for him in a couple senses. And here's why I do feel bad for him. I feel bad for him because I think a lot of people aren't going to be able to let it go. And they're going to hold it over him.
Which I hate that we do that in sports, because you saw it with the 49ers and a lot of their different contracts. Whether it was Debo, Bosa, Ayuk was getting booed after, what, like 2 games last year?
Yeah.
Booed. Coming off a second team all pro season.
You know, but I think also you have to understand how to kind of like navigate these things publicly in the modern sports landscape. It's difficult. Like, both can be true. You have to do it for your own professional growth and to try to maximize your work. But it's also like, you know, you got to understand what you're stepping on, right? And the other part is this. I just feel bad that the second he inks that deal, people are rushing to say the day that he can be traded.
Which is,
I just feel bad. Like, we, you know, on some level, we treat some of these individuals just like fixtures and commodities that can be traded and moved. And it just seems very heartless. And I'm sure that both parties feel like the other one backed themselves into this particular predicament that they were in, this stalemate over the last 6 or 7 weeks. It just, I don't know, from a human element, like it just doesn't sit well with me to see, like, the second he signs, everyone's got an Instagram take, like, January 15th, he could be traded. January 15th, he could be traded. It's like, geez.
Well, what we always like.
I don't know, it's just like, we couldn't even go like, yes.
It's always funny because what we do as fans now when it comes to all these negotiations is, oh, well, this person clearly lost or this person clearly won. Like, as if you're a part of the 49ers or the Warriors or the Giants, like, front office. Like, you feel like you're getting paid or like you're on their dime. It's weird how we talk about it. It's very strange to me. Listen, I'm rooting for Jonathan Kuminga this year. If that's a hot take, whatever. Like, so I am rooting for him to succeed because you know what? I think a good and motivated Jonathan Kuminga could help the Warriors.
I agree.
What a concept. So the notion that people would now be rooting against him to see him fail is just, that's not a fan to me.
I think what I've really, what's really been evident on two topics
just
for
because the guy wanted to get paid more. Like, I get what he wanted to do. Did it work out in his favor? Probably not. But you know what? If he balls out this year, they come to the table again and get a new contract done, or he gets traded somewhere else and gets a contract done. You know what? He'll get paid more. And maybe this will all work out for both parties in the end. Right now, it's working out for the next 3 or 4 months, Joey.
I do believe that the way we talk about players nowadays, especially in the media, I think the media and the way we're so sensitive, the job is to talk about sports and the games that happen. And so when guys play well, you know, we congratulate them. And when they don't play well, you know, our job is to criticize, critique, analyze, maybe suggest lineup combinations or talk about the games,
provide our opinions on the matter.
But where I do believe that we've lost the plot is that whether it's Brock Purdy, whether it's Willie Adames or Rafi Devers, whether it's Jonathan Kuminga, if you critique the player on the floor or critique their actions regarding how they handle a contract, you're not a Kuminga guy. You're not a Purdy guy. Or simultaneously, if you support somebody on what they do.
I'm a Mac Jones guy, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I'm a big Mac Jones guy.
And
that's
like,
me.
And I would just say this, like, hey, dude, like, I'm one of the biggest Lincecum fans of all time. When it was done, I had to, like, say, like, damn, this sucks.
Yeah.
We're kind of done.
He's cooked.
We have to talk about what's happening on the floor. So as it relates to Jonathan Kuminga, you know I've rooted for Jonathan Kuminga. Do I think that he's handled everything brilliantly? Not really. I do think he can help this team. I do think he has things he needs to work on. I do think, to your point that you've been saying for probably some time now, the best version of the Warriors does have Kuminga somewhere in the mix as an impact player, both accepting whatever role people have designed for him and also maybe showcasing elements to his game that we don't even know if he can do yet. But that being said, if he plays great, that doesn't mean, see, told you. JK's the man. Exactly. He's going to the Hall of Fame. And if he plays poorly, that doesn't mean he's the worst player in the league. Trade him immediately. Like, I think we've lost the plot. I root for the Warriors.
Yes.
I want the Warriors to win. So when he holds out for 92 days and I'm frustrated over it, you know why? It's because my Warriors couldn't sign Al Horford. My Warriors couldn't bring in Seth Curry. My Warriors couldn't bring in GP2. Now that he signed, my Warriors look freaking deep.
Now that he did this before the official start of training camp is also a big deal because it's not like this is an NFL situation where Ayuk or Trent Williams or Bosa missed the entirety of it and clearly looked compromised at the start of the season.
Yes.
JK is going to be there for training camp. Al Horford's going to be there. D'Anthony Melton, all these guys. So that's why it was so important that it got figured out yesterday. And I'm glad both parties finally figured it out. I don't care who said yes first. Like, they got it done.
Joe.
That's what I'm celebrating today. They got it done. Let's move forward. And can we finally talk about basketball? For the first time, Joe, on our call yesterday, we actually talked, all right, where do the Warriors stack in the West now? Wow! We could actually talk about the Warriors in the Western Conference compared to all these other teams.
Friday, they had 11 guys on their website.
And
11.
Now, and now?
Now they got 17.
Yeah, they're back, baby.
They got 17.
Let's go.
That doesn't include Kuminga.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy to be talking about basketball again.
No, I mean, like, look, we finally got it done.
I know.
I mean, geez Louise.
I'm happy about that. We're Warriors fans out this morning. We kept taking your calls about it the last 90 days. Now that he signed, you're nowhere to be found. 888-957-9570.
I guess the question is, are you satisfied? Did the resolution satisfy you? And are you ready to move on? Are we all ready to move on and just root for our squad?
Well, you said a word right there, which I don't think Warriors fans are going to agree. The resolution, which I don't know if it's resolved, but in the short term, this is like a Band-Aid, right? We put the Band-Aid on. We stop the bleeding. It's going to scab over for a little bit. And maybe we'll pick the scab again post-January, and maybe he'll get traded again. But for now, Joe, we could actually worry about the basketball portion of all this. And where does he stack with this team? Where's Jimmy, Steph, Draymond, Potts, Al Horford? You got a new face in Al Horford for a multi-year deal, by the way. We didn't even talk about Al Horford, multi-year deal.
What is their average age? I mean,
they're clearly the oldest. Like, it's not even close. I mean,
it's one of the oldest teams I can remember.
Like, ever. This is why it's so fascinating to talk about through this landscape, because you do have three bona fide Hall of Famers right there.
I know.
Jimmy has taken a team to not one, but two NBA finals as the lead dog. Steph and Draymond have each won four NBA titles. They are first ballot Hall of Famers, all three of them.
Wait, are you going to omit my guy?
Pat Spencer?
Thank you!
Yeah, he's back.
39 games played last year. The dog is back. Give my guy. Dude, he is. I love Pat Spencer. For a third point guard, sign me up for Pat Spencer.
For a third point guard,
what?
Yes.
I watched a video with TJ McConnell, and it was amazing. He was like, you know what? I've stayed in the league for over a decade because all I do is work hard. He's like, I pick up everyone, all full court, and conditioning and outworking people is my hallmark. He's like, that's all I have. I'm bringing that to the table.
Pat Spencer, playing into the stereotype of the white athlete. I work hard. I'm a gym rat. Dude, I show up early.
You don't like?
I'm a coach's
how
son.
How dare you disrespect my boy TJ McConnell?
I didn't disrespect him.
To be 6 foot, 6 foot one, and play a decade in the league is remarkable.
No, I'm not. Please, look at me, Joe. Like, am I some sort of athlete? No, I'm not sleeping on the TJ McConnells or Pat Spencer.
But Pat Spencer's got bounce.
He does.
I mean, he might be one of their more athletic players.
I liked whoever it was.
Dude, how dare you?
The snort is so good.
I love when he wears the tidy t-shirt underneath the jersey.
Oh, yeah. Well, he can't show off the guns. It would be blinding to everyone. It's just too much right now. Guns are a hot topic right now. Pat Spencer can't be showing those things. Shout out to those watching on YouTube.
I may not be in on Kuminga or Pods. I am all in on Pat Spencer, bro.
That's right.
The Hive.
I'm all in on YouTube right now, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask First NorCal Finance to get the dealer. By the way, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Jonathan Kuminga is back, Warriors fans. Now what? 888-957-9570 is the number. Nick Friedell. Cousin Nick, he's back on the Warriors beat, too. This is an incredible season. What was that?
What's up, Nicholas?
Was that Jimmy Butler saying Nicholas to Nick Friedell?
What's up, Nicholas?
That's hilarious. This is going to be Nick's questions, by the way. For those of you who don't remember, maybe before we get Nick
We might have to play his intro.
We're going to play his intro.
Bro, I'm not talking to you anymore.
We need the Kelly Oubre back and forth that made Nick a legend here in the Bay. But he returns to the Warriors beat for the Athletic.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.